This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the signs that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned of the Day of Judgment is the prevalence of people that would walk past graves and say, Ya laytani kuntu makana, I wish I was in his spot. On the other hand, another sign of the Day of Judgment is the increase of materialism, where you'll have people that are clinging on to every single desire in life because they don't believe in anything after it. For the believer, both living and dying are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the abode of this world and the abode of the hereafter are both places in which you hope to be in a state that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking in on Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha while she was making dua. In this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks in on Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha as she is making dua. And in this situation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears a specific dua from her and suggests to her something else. So Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha was making the following dua. She said that I was saying, Allahumma mati'ni bi zawji Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa bi abi abi Sufyan, wa bi akhi Muawiyah. O Allah, allow me to live a long life alongside my husband Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have my father Abu Sufyan, and to have my brother Muawiyah. Basically, allow me to live long with them, allow them to have a long life as well. Allow us to enjoy each other's company for a long time on this earth. Now the Prophet ﷺ, he says to her, you have asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about durations of life that are already set, and the length of days that are already allotted, and sustenance, the share of which has already been fixed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not do anything earlier before its due time, nor would he delay anything beyond its time. And then he said, وَلَوْ سَأَلْتِ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُعَافِيَكِ مِنْ عَذَابٍ فِي النَّارِ وَعَذَابٍ فِي الْقَبْرِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَكِ. Had you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead to protect you from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of the fire, that would have been better for you. Now, pause. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah points out something here, that Prophet ﷺ is not saying that there is anything wrong with the dua of Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. But the Prophet ﷺ was noting that what would be better is that you exert yourself, that you push yourself to make dua for the protection of the grave and the protection from the fire. Now here's the question. Is it okay to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to just increase your life? Is it okay to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase the life of someone else? Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in his book Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, in that collection, not Sahih al-Bukhari, in that collection, he has a chapter which is called Bab Man Da'a Bitul al-Umr, the chapter of the one who makes dua for a long life. And he includes in it a narration that has a weakness in it, but he wants to make the point that it is indeed permissible. And the narration is from Qais radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she reported that the Prophet ﷺ responded to her making a dua. And he said to her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, طَالَ عُمْرُهَا, that her life has been extended by virtue of that which she said. And they said, meaning the narrators, that we do not know of any woman that lived longer than her, meaning it was an accepted dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase her life. Now that narration has some weakness in it, but you have the most famous narration of a dua for long life and what a beneficial life it was, the dua of the Prophet ﷺ for Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu to live a long life. And it's when his mother Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked the Prophet ﷺ to make dua for him. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma akthir malahu wa waladahu wa atil hayatahu wa akhfir lahu. O Allah, increase his wealth, increase his children, and elongate his life, and forgive him for his sins. So subhanAllah, it's a comprehensive dua. So give him wealth, give him children, give him a long life, and then forgive him for all of his sins. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the last major companion of the Prophet ﷺ to pass away. He lived over 100 years. He had more children and grandchildren than could be counted. He became extremely wealthy and was generous with that wealth. And hence you have the Prophet ﷺ explicitly saying, O Allah, increase the lifespan of someone. Now here's the thing. The Prophet ﷺ knows that he's making dua for the increase of the lifespan of a young man in righteousness as well. What did Anas do with that long life? Was it a long life for the sake of having a long life? Or did we as an ummah benefit from that long life because all of the narrations that we learn about the Prophet ﷺ through the mouth of that young man who lived to be over 100 years old, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we shouldn't pursue long life for the sake of long life, nor is it particularly beneficial to just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live for many years on this earth. Now the question becomes here, what distinguishes the love for a long life of a believer from the love for a long life of a disbeliever, or someone who wants to get every desire fulfilled in this life from someone who wants to do every deed possible to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and elevate themselves in the next life? The difference is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drives the desire to live and drives the desire to die if that is most beneficial. So let's get to that for a moment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith, "La yatamanna ahadukum al-maut." No one of you should actually wish for death. "Wala yad'u bihi." And no one should make dua to die before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for it to come to them. Why? إِنَّهُ إِذَا مَاتَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَزِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنَ عُمْرُهُ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. Because he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the believer can no longer do good deeds when they die, and a believer's life is not increased except that it gives them the opportunity to do more good. And so does the believer wish for death? No. You think about, subhanAllah, that hadith where the Prophet ﷺ is presented the case of a man who dies shaheed 1 year before his best friend, 1 year before his companion, who dies after him and not shaheed, yet his rank is increased. Why was that? Because he had another year to worship and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the scholars mention that we are not a people who hate this life. We see life as an opportunity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not ourselves, and that should be encompassed in any dua that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a longer life. Now, there are also du'as for a quick death, but you have to pay attention to what those du'as are. There are du'as in which you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take you if it is best for you because of something terrible that's going to happen. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith, "Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'l al-khayrat wa tark al-munkarat wa hubb al-masakin wa idha aradta fi an-nasi fitna faqbidni ilayk ghayra maftun." O Allah, I ask you for the ability to do good deeds, to leave off evil, to love the poor. And if you intend for the people a fitna, if you intend for the people tribulation, then take me back to you without being tried. Now, this type of fitna that the Prophet ﷺ is referring to is not the type of fitna that is simply severe hardship. It's the type of fitna that potentially compromises your deen. And that's why in some narrations, the Prophet ﷺ specifically said, fitnatin mudilla, a fitna that leads me astray, a fitna that causes me to steer away from my deen. And this is what the scholars mentioned that Maryam alayhi salam was doing when she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya laytani mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasyan mansiya. I wish I would have died before this, because she was afraid that what was going to happen to her as a result of that child was going to be a fitna for her and her deen. Instead, it was a means by which she was elevated. And so the type of fitna that would actually make you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die is the one in which you fear that your deen is going to be impacted. So does the believer love life or does the believer love death? The believer loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the believer accepts whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to them as an opportunity to please Him. So if that is a longer life in which we could do good deeds like sadaqah and salah, charity and pray and do good for the world around us, alhamdulillah. And if that is an opportunity of shahada, of martyrdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to us, alhamdulillah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes me at this point because He knows that I'm at my peak, alhamdulillah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that something else is going to happen that might steer me away, alhamdulillah. And that's why, by the way, when you look at righteous people that passed away in a young age, a lot of times we say, oh wow, if that person would have lived a few more years, right? What would they have done? You don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So alhamdulillah for the one who decrees just the right time for us to come into this earth and just the right time for us to leave. At the end of the day, the believer's love for life is rooted in their wanting to do more good deeds to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their love for death is rooted in their wanting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because they love death itself. And at the end of the day, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us at the time that is best for us. And the Prophet ﷺ said in such a comprehensive hadith that let not one of you wish for death, but if a person is going to make dua for death, then let them say, Allahumma ahyini ma kanat al-hayatu khayran li, wa tawaffani idha kanat al-wafatu khayran li. O Allah, let me live as long as life is better for me, and let me die when death is better for me. At the end of the day, you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the timing, because just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality about something you're asking Him for, Allah knows the reality of you if you were to live another day or die tomorrow.
Allahumma akthir malahu wa waladahu wa atil hayatahu waghfir lahu. اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وإذا أردت في الناس فتنة فاقبضني إليك غير مفتون اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وتوفني إذا كانت الوفاة خيرا لي